This podcast is brought to you by Lanco Group, your business partner for engineering solutions. You are listening to FNR Football Nation Radio. Let's talk Spanish football now. La Liga in full swing this weekend. A big week with a match that I've been looking forward to for some time, with the league leaders Barcelona facing a tricky trip to Real Betis. That's the final match of the round, the final match before the international break. It's a packed weekend of action, but Barcelona's trip to Betis is the one I'm looking forward to for, well, if you're across Spanish football, for the obvious reason of their previous meeting earlier this season, which Betis won 4-3 at the Nou Camp. Now, that was a rare win for Betis against Barcelona. In fact, their first win in the league against Barcelona since 2008. Not much success in any competition since then, but you just imagine that Barcelona, who don't have too much to play for in the league with that 7-point lead atop of the table, you just feel that off the back of a stunning performance against Lyon midweek and with that lingering in the back of their minds, we could see Barca at their absolute best this weekend.
Yeah, I'm not so sure they don't have too much to play for. 7 points at the moment, but if they do suffer defeat, say in this match, and Atleti win, it's just down to 4 points with plenty of games remaining for Atleti to catch them, albeit unlikely. But you're right, the previous meeting, Real Betis went to the Camp Nou and put 4 past them. How often do we see that? Not very often at all in this century. So an interesting matchup. I can't see Betis doing the double. I think that is very unlikely. And Barca, like you mentioned, coming off that massive win against Lyon, we are starting to see them hit their best. Like we're starting to see a lot of the big teams in Europe, probably City and Juventus, the other two in the mix.
They haven't lost since then. So, look, I don't anticipate this will be a pretty, I think it'll be a convincing Barca win. And you are right. Look, Atleti are coming, but again, Atleti home, different to Atleti away. And, well, this weekend, Atletico Madrid find themselves on the road. And they find themselves on the road in a somewhat a tricky match against a very stubborn Bilbao side who have got themselves away from and well clear of the bottom few, of course, lingering in relegation trouble for so long this season, but all of a sudden they will welcome Atleti in a match where if they can win, they'll actually genuinely get themselves back in European contention. So a lot of pressure on Antoine Griezmann and Atletico Madrid here. How do they respond from, a very disappointing midweek exit at the hands of Cristiano Ronaldo and Juventus? I don't think this is a straightforward result for Atleti. I actually think the Bilbao can take a point, if not all three, from this and effectively end Atletico's title hopes. They have won 4 straight games in the league and 4 straight games without conceding a goal in that time. But I think the Bilbao, at home here, in some good form, I think that they, with European football, the potential chance of European football on the line here, I think that Bilbao may be able to spring a surprise.
Massive game for Atleti. They need to respond after what was their worst performance of the season away to Juventus. Will that affect them? Will their confidence be down too much? We know their form away from home has been very poor this season in all competitions. And Bilbao have made a resurgence in the second half of the season, and in 2019 their form has been quite good. So I'm with you. I think that Bilbao can spring a surprise, maybe even get all three. Just knowing Atleti away from home is such a different side to when they play at the Wanda Metropolitano.
7 points away from Barcelona at the top of the table. Only 5 road wins this season in the league. It doesn't feel like a team. They don't sound like numbers of a team who are that high in the table, but that they are because their home form has been impeccable with 11 wins from their 14 matches. But Atleti away from home here, I think Bilbao can certainly get a result. Barcelona Atleti with a couple of interesting matches, interesting trips this weekend, but all eyes will certainly be on third place Real Madrid. Of course, it is the second coming of Zinedine Zidane. He returns to the Santiago Bernabeu to take on Celta Vigo. Damon, this match will end in one way and one way only, and I believe a convincing Real Madrid win. Of course, there will be a lot of pressure on Zinedine Zidane here, despite there being nothing, and I repeat, nothing to play for in the remaining matches of the season. A few players will be playing for their futures, we know that, but under Zinedine Zidane, it is just about finding what he wants to keep hold of and starting to plan for the future 3 months earlier than I would have anticipated. I felt they would have made this change at season's end. There's nothing to play for. They can't win anything. They're 12 points off Barcelona. They're 10 points clear of fifth place Alaves for Champions League football. So they'll be in the Champions League next season. They're not in the Copa del Rey. But I tell you what, Zinedine Zidane up against Celta Vigo, one of the worst performing sides in 2019 in Spain. This will be a big win for Los Blancos. And despite the absences, of course, of Vinicius Junior, Carvajal, Lucas, Gareth Bale still in doubt, I think that the 11 that take to the park will be inspired and motivated to put on a show for the Bernabeu faithful.
Nothing to play for as a team, but I think from an individual perspective, I think each player will want to go out there and put in a performance that says, I want to remain at Real Madrid under Zinedine Zidane from the 2019-20 season and beyond. So I think an important game nonetheless for Real Madrid, and you're right, Celta Vigo have been abysmal this season, and I can't see anything else other than a convincing win for Los Blancos.
That'll be one to watch, another one not to miss. It's 4th v 7th. Now, this is the match of the round, no doubt about it. I think I've already said that three times, but this one will be a great watch. Valencia Getafe, Champions League football here on the line. 4th place Getafe, if they can go to the Mestalla and win, of course, keeping in mind that Valencia will come back from a trip to Russia, this will change the season of Spanish football, and Getafe could very well be going to the Champions League next season. Cannot wait for this one. Plenty to play for. Valencia's resurgence, will it continue, or will this fairy tale run of Getafe, well, effectively end Valencia's hopes of playing Champions League football? 3 straight wins in the league. They're unbeaten in some time. They will have the advantage of having rest midweek, as opposed to Valencia again, who have come back from Russia. But 4 wins in their last 5, 1 draw in that time, a 2-2 with Eibar. I really like what I'm seeing from Getafe. Do they have enough? Do they have what it takes to go to Valencia, a team that are unbeaten at the Mestalla for, well, 5 months now? No defeat since early November. So it's for 4 months there, in that case, a 1-0 loss to Girona. But Getafe with a massive opportunity here to secure a result that could see them secure a place in the UEFA Champions League, quite incredibly.
Yeah, huge, huge opportunity. You mentioned Valencia coming back from Russia. I think that can play a part. We know how hard it is to go there and also to come back and perform in the following few days after playing in Russia. So Getafe, massive opportunity. They win this, they are clear favourites to finish in the top 4 and remarkably make the Champions League. Even if they get a point on the road, I think they would be happy with that. But if they suffer defeat, then Valencia close the gap. Sevilla and Alaves still in the mix. So I think Getafe will go there with every intention of getting 3 or at least the 1.
Alaves are away to Huesca this weekend, bottom place team. So Alaves will be hopeful of getting the points, and hopefully Getafe can drop points as well to keep the pressure on. They are still in the running for the top 4, quite incredibly, as are Sevilla. They're away to Espanyol. Sevilla, of course, eliminated in Prague in the Europa League. How do they respond? We will see. But their stuttering league form was momentarily halted last weekend with a 5-2 win over Sociedad. A bit of a test here against Espanyol, who have had the strangest season, I think, in Europe. They were top 2 for large parts of the early stage of the campaign, then couldn't win to save themselves. I think they lost 10 out of 11 games. And now they've just stabilised in a solid mid-table side back in the European hunt. So Espanyol, Sevilla, that's another one I don't think actually Sevilla will win. So I think Sevilla will go on to drop more points, with Espanyol unbeaten in 7 across all competitions. But a bit of a test there. The remaining matches in Spain this weekend: Sociedad host Levante. That's the opening match tomorrow morning, local time here in Australia. Leganes up against Girona. Eibar, Valladolid. And the final match, Villarreal, Rayo Vallecano. That is huge. 17th v 19th. Villarreal obviously involved against Zenit midweek in the Europa League. They host Vallecano here. If Vallecano win, they have lost many, many in a row. But if Vallecano win, Villarreal are back in the drop zone. So despite all their heroics of late, 6 straight defeats for Vallecano. If they can go there and end that spell, Villarreal will be back in the bottom 3, meaning it's still all to play for in the Spanish top flight this weekend. But all eyes on Zinedine Zidane's return. All eyes on Valencia, Getafe, and can Barca continue to extend that lead atop of the table? All the action in Australia live on beIN Sports. But, of course, Monday here on the program, we'll have you covered with a full recap of the weekend that was in Spanish football.